Oh, he's just launching. Welcome, everyone, to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting of March 7th, 2022. It is 7:04 p.m. And due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 12, 2022, and was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yeah.
Mr. Ethicott? Yes. Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell? Mr. Trammell is absent. Mayor Malkin?
Here. A couple things I wanted to say. Actually, one of them I'll just leave to, for new business, but I just wanted to report, I don't know if you're aware, that our very long-time town planner, Tom Thomas, has passed away, passed away a few weeks ago. He had been semi-retired. He was living in Florida. And I think some of you know his son, Andy, had taken over most of the business. And Andy's been, you know, doing most of the work for Roosevelt. But Tom was our planner for over 20 years. He was very fond of Roosevelt, and we were very fond of him. And he passed away after a fairly long illness. And so, you know, it's really sad to hear that. And we did send a plant from the borough government. And so from now on, it will just be Andy Thomas as our planner, the remainder of this contract. And that's all. It's just, I don't know if all of you knew him, but I know some of you do. And he was a lovely, lovely man.
Yes, he was. He was a good planner, and I think he started my administration, and I believe Ralph Seligman brought him in.
Right.
And he was great. He helped out a lot, especially with the trouble we had in terms of affordable housing. He was a good planner.
Yeah. And he really cared about Roosevelt.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He served us very, very well.
Okay, I'm going to go right to public comment for agenda items only and open the floor at 7:07 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who has anyone they'd like to speak about the agenda? Okay, I'm going to close public comment at 7:07 p.m. and go right to approval of minutes. We have the regular meeting minutes from February 7th, 2022. Do I have a motion to approve?
I do.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Yeah, Mayor, there are a few things that I'd like to see tweaked a little bit. Under the finance report on line 2, it says, referring to the Solar Village tax exempt status, the impact of it, this will be a significant hit to the budget of $41,228. I just want to make sure that it's clear that that's not all a hit to the borough budget, that, you know, school taxes are about two-thirds of that overall amount. Yeah. And so if that can be changed or added on to say that the overall loss of $41,228 will be a significant hit to both the school and the municipal taxes, but the school will take a bigger hit, as almost two-thirds of that would be school taxes.
I believe you mentioned that at the last meeting, too.
Yeah, I just wanted to be clear because it wasn't very clear, and that might have been my fault. But if something could be added in parentheses that to that effect, that would be great. And I'll be glad to send it to you, anybody who's taking minutes.
But. So, because the next sentence does state the school will take a bigger hit. I could put that in parentheses if you want. Would that clarify it?
Yeah, maybe add as almost two thirds of that amount would be school taxes, referring to
75% of that would be
228.
So, okay, the school will take a bigger hit, and then I'll put parentheses two thirds of the 41,228.
Not quite, almost two thirds, just to be exact.
All right, almost two thirds.
Roughly exact, almost two thirds.
Okay, school will take a bigger hit, parentheses, almost two thirds of the 41,228.
Yeah, will be school taxes, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I will make a motion to accept the minutes as amended.
Mike, do you have a second item?
No. That was it.
Okay.
Motion to accept as amended.
I think Connie seconded.
No, but you need a motion to accept as amended.
Oh, right. Okay. You made the motion. Do we have a second for the amendment?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Listen, if you follow me on Robert's rules, you'll be here all night.
I think you killed Robert.
Hamilton and me will drive you nuts.
Roll call.
Okay, so everybody understands that it's going to be amended to state that the school tax is almost two thirds of that 41,000, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Okay.
The minutes are adopted. We have no correspondence this week. So we'll go to our first ordinance, which is, well, actually the only ordinance tonight, the first reading of Ordinance 2021-04, an ordinance setting the salary range and compensation of certain officials, positions, and employees in the Borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. Public hearing on this will be held March 21st, 2022 at 7 o'clock in the Borough Hall. This is because we have a new employee, and so we have to adjust.
Moved it from salary to hourly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We've moved this position from salary to hourly.
Motion.
Motion to adopt on first reading.
Second. Second.
I'll second.
Discussion? All right. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to stress that the public hearing will be held on March 21st, 2022 at 7 p.m.
Which is our next meeting.
Which is our next meeting.
Okay. Consent agenda resolutions. The first one is Resolution 22-40, payment of bills for March 7th, 2022, and Resolution 22-41, appointing a part-time public works employee.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Discussion? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
All right, consent agenda is adopted. Reports of committee chairs, Councilmember Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing new.
Councilmember Esikoff, Administration.
No, we're doing fine.
Okay. Councilmember Hamilton, Finance.
We're spending money.
I was going to say, are we doing fine? Okay, Councilmember Herbstrom, Community Development Code Enforcement.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Nothing to report.
Under Public Works, I would like to tell you something. If I knew how bad things would get on Farm Lane for the construction there, I would have voted no against the ordinance.
I had that a year ago on Homestead.
I know. Bays, mere. Oh, ye bays.
And I felt bad because construction on Homestead started literally the day after the lockdown began. So everyone who could sleep late, because they don't have work, it was so noisy at the break of dawn.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
There's no sleeping. I'm retired and there's no sleeping after 7 o'clock.
Yeah. They generally get there before 7.
That's right. They're here early.
Well, I'm just right through the woods, so my dog every morning is like, what's that noise? What's that noise? Okay. Reports of borough officials. Mike, yes?
Okay. There at the Environmental Commission meeting. I'm sorry?
Identify yourself.
Oh, sure. Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley Road, Chairman, Environmental Commission. Okay. On the let me mention at the last meeting. We passed the resolution in support of allowing municipalities to have more stringent stormwater requirements, which ANJAC had been requesting, the Watershed Institute had requested that we do that. And we were also recommending that the council adopt something of the sort also. So hopefully the council will do that. Is there any word on the contract with Ron Farr? Where the status of that is? The forestry, to do the forestry work for the borough.
Right. That was forwarded to the attorney and I have not received any. Okay. I don't know if Anna has.
I haven't heard anything about it from Anna or from Greg. So
Christina, do you know anything about that contract?
I don't, but I'll check in with Greg on it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Okay. And the third item on the thing was that we did a plan for the trail systems, but how we wanted to do the trail. So that was part of it also. Graham, I'm sorry. That was the third resolution, which I have that here. The Roosevelt Maintenance Trail created December 2021, which Sam Ashburner and Ellen Silverman had worked on. So they have that. I don't know the thing for the council needs to do about that, except hopefully the council will, the public works will be guided by it as well. Okay, that was
all. I did get the resolution that you passed for ANJAC and the stormwater, but if the council wants to discuss now and let me know if they want that on for the next meeting.
Yeah, I think we need, it would be helpful to show that we're in favor of more stringent stormwater regulations. I think it would be good for us since, you know, we have a lot of wetlands and a very sensitive environment here. And I think we need to support that. I'd like to see a resolution to that effect on the agenda for the next meeting. And
okay.
That'll provide the support we need.
And is there that maintenance plan that you talked about, Mike? Is that?
Yeah, the trail maintenance plan, that was one of the things that's in the, minutes of the Environmental Commission. So that's basically a document of the Environmental Commission, which the, what sort of materials would be used, things of that sort. So hopefully, Public Works will be aware of that as well. And, you know, we'll act in a manner consistent with that.
Oh, okay, so you don't need a resolution supporting that?
No, I don't need anything for the council on that, no.
Okay.
Just to be aware of it, that's all.
Okay.
Anything else, Mike?
Nothing else, thank you.
Okay. I have that one at 3:21. Okay. You ready? Are you okay?
Yep.
Okay. So I'll go on to unfinished business, which is we have one item on there, the water treatment plan, roof repair. Now, Councilman Joe Trumell met with Carmella, Roberts Engineering, and Cameron on Friday. Did you all get an email?
Mm-hmm. Also, Anna sent out one today.
Yeah.
With a little update.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just meant, did everybody read it? See it and read it. Did you want to discuss that? Your findings?
Well, Joe's not here. And he was he the only council member who was present along with him?
Yeah.
I think we ought to wait till the next,
Well, we asked Joe, did he, and he said, well, it's all right there in Carmelo's report.
Do we have the report?
We have the email.
Okay.
Did not everybody read it? Do you want to hold off until next meeting?
Well, I didn't get a chance to read it, so I don't know what to do.
All right, so we can wait till the 21st.
Okay, so I'll put this on the 3/21 agenda.
Let me ask you a question. Would you want Carmelo or Cameron to attend that meeting in case we have any questions? I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think we don't need her.
Okay. All right. Okay, new business?
Well,
no?
No. So you know the flood damage prevention ordinance that Carmelo's working on? So she has to send it to the council, and they have to review the draft before she sends it to the state. Yes. So she might have to be at the 3/21, because she was telling me that.
Oh, okay. All right.
So saying that's how I would have it.
Right. All right. So then if there's any questions about the roof at that meeting.
I have something. We asked for an extension on the Pine Drive.
Right. That's under new business.
We were refused.
Well, Lou, that's third. So we'll just go down the list and get to that in a second.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry.
That's okay.
I can't read.
I really can't read anymore. So item number two is the use of the Borough Hall by RAP on April 30th from 8 to 10 p.m. for the event. Oh, I'm sorry.
I missed that one. Yeah,
I missed one. I'm telling you, I can't see. Use of the Borough Hall for RAP on April 2nd from 8 to 10 for the event Shibori and how one artist uses it. Shibori is a type of tie-dye, a more intricate form of tie-dye. And so they're going to have a Shibori event at Borough Hall. So I think I'll just loop that together with also Raph is asking on April 30th from 8 to 10 for the event World Word Riffs, which I believe, I just kind of glanced at it, but maybe setting poetry to music or spoken word to music. So do I have, you want to
a motion to approve
RAP or deny use of the Borough Hall on April 2nd and April 30th?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good. Okay. Now Lou, New Jersey.
Oh. I think we could really get off center and start doing something because, you know, we don't have that much time.
Right. It's very unusual.
We need a bond ordinance. We need a few other things.
We do. Yeah. We were all surprised that we were denied. That very rarely happens, but it did this time. So, yeah, we've got to get a bond in place. We don't have a lot of time.
They said that they'll review it in 3 months, but if they review yes at 3 months and we wait till then, we're out of business, folks.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we, if you want the Pine Drive to be done, we've got to get off center and get that.
I was surprised at that because 3 months is a long time and then they could just as easily deny it again. So.
And just to refresh people's memory about that, the bids came in or had to be increased because of supply and demand and issues and all kinds of things that were going on with logistics. And it was significantly more. So our idea was, why don't we ask for an extension, see if prices come down? It's not likely they're going to come down with gas prices going through the roof and everything else.
So already went up again.
Yeah. And we did get denied the extension. So I do think we have to go ahead with it.
Yeah, hope springs eternal, right? We thought maybe they would go down, but.
Well, it was worth a shot to see.
Mike?
Yeah.
You know, it's not just we think we have to, we really must move on this. We don't have that much time. Because if we hiccup on one item, and we're delayed, we could be out of business. Literally. We've got till November. That's the latest.
Right.
So I think that we have to really give this some serious
thought. What should we do first?
Well, they have to have to talk to your CFO because he has to talk to bond counsel to get bonds rolling on there.
We have to approve having the CFO speak to bond counsel.
So if you guys all agree to move forward with this, that's the normal procedure. I can tell George to get, you know, contact bond counsel, unless Mike, as finance, you want to.
No, you go ahead with that. And I think, yeah, it does need to go to him and then also to bond counsel. And then we need to have a bond adopted and then a resolution for Roberts to
right,
be in.
Right.
I just wasn't sure if we needed to have a resolution tonight to approve the CFO going to the bond counsel. But if we don't, then we'll just make the phone call.
Can we add that once that's done, we should give Carmela to go ahead in the same motion?
Yeah.
If you remember, a bond ordinance requires two readings, so it will not happen at the three. Hopefully, we'll have the first reading on the 3/21, and then the bond will go to the following meeting, which will be April 7th.
Yes, because it's the same. No. March is the same as February. But I don't know.
April 4th. Right. And then at the April 4th, we could have a resolution for Carmela. So the bond passes, and then you can do the resolution to authorize her.
Yeah, that's standard procedure, and I think we'll do that. As long as we can have a bond before us for adoption over.
Well, 3/21. Yeah.
Do we have the bids on it already?
No, we haven't done anything on it.
No, and then we have to do bids also, remember? That takes time also. If we're fortunate enough in this environment to get a good, decent bid.
And if something gets held up a little bit and we're in that process, I think they would give us a 3-month extension, and they seem to suggest that they would look at that. Mm-hmm. And I think they would if it was out of our control and we were moving on down the line and we hit a snag, I think they would give us the 3 months.
Mike, I hope you're much more pessimistic than I am.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, I'm not sure that they were leaning toward giving us another 3-month extension, but.
I wouldn't take the chance, I'll tell you right now.
Well.
If we delayed it, if we hiccup.
No, I suggest we move ahead. Full speed.
$80,000. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I just hope we don't run into any, problems.
Yeah.
That's always what we hope.
And just remember, it's going to be two bonds because you got one for the road and one for water sewer.
That's right. That's right. That was exactly what I was going to say. We need coverage for both.
Correct. So, Mike, you're good with me having George?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Me too. I'm his assistant.
Okay. All right.
So when I bring this up, what do you have to do with this? Anything?
I don't know. That's from Michael Hamilton. Yeah. So if he wants to talk about that.
Right. So Mike, the Bureau of Watershed Management, I think everyone has the letter in their packet.
I did not include it because he didn't give me an answer. So
we have a letter from Catherine Schaefer, who's the manager of the Bureau of Watershed Management, which is the NJDEP Division of Watershed Protection and Restoration. Do you want to discuss that, Mike?
Me?
You sent that to me to say put that on the agenda.
Yeah, I know. I don't have it in front of me. I'm not prepared for that. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. We'll add it to the next meeting.
Well, I sent you an email. Maybe you can respond because I didn't know what you wanted me to do other than put it on letterhead.
I think it was to support the Institute's application to the NJDEP and their goal to develop the Watershed Institute's, plan.
Yeah, so it would just be a resolution of support from the council, and that could wait till the next meeting, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll move it to the next.
They're calling it the WIP, the Watershed Implementation Plan.
Huh? That reminds me of that radio station in Philly.
It was Channel 6, wasn't it? Like connected to Channel 6?
I think so.
Okay. And so I have one thing that I wanted to discuss, which is that it's, even though it's going to get really cold the next few days, spring is almost upon us. It seems that everything is sort of trending downward with the virus. And so I think that we will be able to hold camp this summer, summer camp. So I wanted to run it by the council. I had talked to Eric Schubiger and asked him to start looking into, you know, our what used to be our annual summer program. Is the council on board with that?
Are you asking if we are in favor of it?
Yeah, of having a summer program.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Everyone else?
I think it's a very good thing.
That's
for
good.
I think all the families with kids would be in favor of it too.
And we have more and more and more. We have so many more young families with children in town.
Right.
And more to come. A few pregnant women, someone who just had a baby. Okay, so I'll have it already directed. Start researching, you know, the program here, but or the camp. So I'll just tell him to continue with that.
Okay, there is a time when the borough council does pass a resolution accepting the fees. So once we
have some information, because it's been a couple of years, so we don't know if the same people are available to run the camp or, you know, counselors or anything. So as soon as we have more information, we can approve a resolution. Okay, I'm going to open the floor for public comment on any item at 7:30 p.m. As Mike.
Okay, one other thing I just want to acknowledge, Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley Road. I just want to acknowledge again the work that Kim Feelong of the Environmental Commission has done, where she went through the whole town and made a listing of all the noted all of the storm drains. So, which will certainly is important in order to implement the storm drain, the adopt a storm drain program. So she put a lot of work into it and got that done. And that was really a great effort. And we certainly appreciate it. I'm sure the council joins me in appreciating it as well.
Yeah, she did a great job with that.
Yeah. So I just want to let you know that.
How would that be integrated into the state or the county site for that?
I don't know. I mean, we're just going to do it for ours, you know. What we're just looking to do is identify the storm drains and find people who are willing to adopt them and accept responsibility for keeping them clean.
I know there's the website that has
that,
that program on it, and they don't have any of that data online on their website. If there's any way that we could incorporate that data or get it into their website.
Okay, well, maybe we'll see if Kim
would work on
if
that.
She has all that, maybe she'd be
comfortable about doing that. In front of my house and on my lawn.
I think there are people in town who take care of the drains right in front of their house themselves, but
I do it all the time anyway.
Yeah, I think that's true. Most people would do that anyway. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The only thing, again, is why we're talking about it, the problem I find is that there's nowhere to put it unless you throw it back on your lawn.
Yeah, I think we would need to write up some sort of guidelines on how to do it for people. And some safety precautions, not to get too close to it, not to go there if there's a lot of water running and you could slip and a little kid could get caught in there.
Again, that's important because if you put the stuff in the middle of the road or wherever, someplace else, it'll just either clog the next, the other one will come back to you, which would be even worse.
Right.
I think it was a good solution, though, to keep the storm drains clean. Just let each person be responsible for one or two. Simple and effective. Okay, anyone else from the public would like to say anything? Okay, then I will close public comment at 7:32 p.m. And Christina, we need a closed session, correct?
Yes, there's three agenda items on the executive session tonight to discuss.
Okay, so can I have a motion to go into executive session?
Yes.
Second? Who was that? Let me look. Is that a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, I have to read the
resolution. Yes, I have a statement.
Resolution number 22-42, providing for a private executive meeting that excludes the public. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act enacted in 1975 permits a public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof wherein matters are to be discussed which are exempted from the retirement of the act. And whereas the said act requires that prior to the holding of a meeting or portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution providing for the holding of a private meeting. And whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss a subject which is exempted under the said act. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Borough Council as follows, that the next portion of this meeting to be held in private session, that the general nature of the matter to be discussed relates to the matters A, potential litigation, Green Acres encroachment, B, potential litigation, contractual private property drainage, C, potential litigation, NERCO Road right-of-way encroachment. That no official action will be taken at the meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required in this matter. I have to do a roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Bergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Can the people who are not part of the council, right, please log off now?
I don't know who Walter is. Walter?
He's got his...
Hello, I'm Walter Coyote from 25 North Valley Road. I'm getting involved in the business of town, and I'm about to leave now.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too now.
Goodbye.
25 where?
25 North Valley Road.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Is that the first house?
No. Wait.
Hold on. I'm recording. I'm going to pause it. Okay. We're out of closed session at 8:12.
Right. And... Okay, well... Yeah, we just so next meeting is Monday the 21st. I think that's really all I have to say right now. Does anyone do I have a motion to adjourn?
I can wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's true. Right. Mm-hmm. Right, that's the 17th. Yeah. Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day. If you've been in the Barrel Hall and it has it completely decked out in green and shamrocks and lucky banners.
Good.
So, do I have a second for adjournment?
Who's first?
Lou.
I'll second it.
Or we could stay here all night. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, see everyone on the 21st.
Okay, we're at it.
Night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.